Simon & Schuster Audio presents Play Dirty by Sandra Brown. Read by Victor Slezak.
Chapter 1. That it? That's it. Griff Burkett tossed a small duffel bag onto the back seat of the car, then got into the front passenger seat. I didn't bring much with me. I'm sure as hell not taking souvenirs. He wanted no memorabilia from his stint in B.I.G., official code name for the Federal Correctional Institute in Big Spring, Texas. He made himself comfortable on the plush leather, adjusted the air conditioning vent to blow straight at him, then, realizing they weren't moving, looked over at the driver. Seatbelt. Oh, right. Griff stretched the belt across his chest and latched it. Tongue in cheek, he said, wouldn't want to break the law. As lawyers went, Wyatt Turner was okay. But if he possessed a sense of humor, he kept it under lock and key. He didn't crack a smile at Griff's wry remark. Come on, Turner, lighten up, Griff said. This is a special day. Unfortunately, we're not the only ones commemorating it. Turner drew Griff's attention to an ugly, olive-green car parked in a handicapped space. Illegally, it seemed, since there was no tag hanging from the rearview mirror. Griff didn't recognize the make or model of the car because it was younger than 5 years old. Nothing distinguished the no-frill sedan except the man sitting behind the wheel. Griff cursed under his breath. What's he doing here? It's been all over the news that you were being released today, but I don't think he brought champagne. So why'd he come all this way to see little old me? I assume he wants to pick up where the two of you left off. Fat chance. The object of the conversation, Stanley Rodart, had parked where he couldn't be missed. He had wanted Griff to see him, and Griff would have recognized him anywhere, because Stanley Rodart was one ugly son of a bitch. His face looked like it had been hacked out of oak with a chainsaw, by a carver too impatient to smooth out the rough edges. Cheekbones as sharp as knife blades cast shadows across his ruddy, pockmarked skin. His hair was the color and texture of dirty straw.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?